What is up, y'all? It's your boy Spills here with another video of Your Shows, Our Review, where I review TV shows and movies. Probably more TV shows, to be honest with you. But today we're reviewing Fallout. Just want to give a quick disclaimer on Fallout. I have played Fallout 3 before. I've watched some like retrospectives on Fallout. I'm familiar with the Fallout universe. Not the most versed in it, but I have played a little bit of the games. I know a little bit about it. So I'm going to try and take myself out of the video games with this review, though, even though I think they did a pretty good job with this one. All right, so first of all, I just want to start by saying I thought this was a really good representation of a video game. Something about the Fallout universe just works. I remember when I heard that Prime was going to do this show, I was like, yeah, I really like that idea. I think that that would be something that could work. I don't know. I think that Fallout, even though as over the top as it is, it can be based in a realm of realism. Like, you know, this is what the apocalypse would be if, you know, everyone didn't die and there were still some survivors and stuff like that. I think that it was a good thing it was a good take on the series. It stuck to the funniness. It stuck to the over and goriness that I liked about it. Conceptually, the entire like 50s thing that they have, it's like a futuristic 50s theme that carries over into the apocalypse. And that's always been super interesting about to me. There's a couple Easter eggs in this that really work for that too, and it kind of goes along with, you know, some of the things that you would see in the 1950s when they had like this Cold War era where they're doing nuclear testing and stuff like that. Moving on from that a little bit, the costume design is great in this. The setting is designed. The set design is really great in this. I like the way that they had, because when they started out, it kind of has them in the vault. And everything's super vibrant and great looking. I thought that once they took that out into the wasteland, that it was going to continue doing that, or that it was not going to continue doing that, and it actually kind of did. And I liked when they were out there, it still had these vibrant colors, a nice little color effect that they had, but still maintained, you know, the fact that it is a wasteland. So, moving on from the concept, I kind of want to talk about the plot a little bit. One thing that I like about the plot is that it is actually story-driven. I'm not going to get into the ins and outs of what happens in the plot, but it is story-driven. It's not just like a take, hey, we're going to make some super over-the-top violence, and then we're going to recreate a video game into a live-action TV series. It actually does have a story. It actually has three separate stories, which I really liked. It helps give them a vibe of, you know, like, the video game where you can pick good, bad, neutral. There has three main characters, and they're good, bad, and neutral. So, I mean, if we kind of want to get into that a little bit, I thought Lucy was a great character. She's kind of the gullible type that, you know, starts out in the vault. She doesn't know much about the wasteland. Then you have Maximus, who's the kind of in-between. He's a good guy, but you can tell that he grew up in the wasteland and has seen a lot of shit, so he doesn't necessarily take everything. He takes everything with a grain of salt, I should say. And then you have the ghoul, who is... actually, I don't want to give that away, but there is he's a little bit of a special character here, but you can tell that he's been desensitized to a lot of shit. He's a really, really mean character, and when it comes down to it, he's the evil part of, he's the yin to the yang of to what Lucy is. And then you have, you know, Maximus kind of hanging out in the middle. So I really like the way that they did that. I loved how they used the three different to kind of give you an aspect of choice, even though the writers are the ones who are writing the story, that the story is set. They can't do that because it's not a video game, but that was the best way that I think that they could do it conceptually. The last thing I want to kind of get into is a little bit of the action and the humor. I thought that this was a pretty funny show. It kind of lost it a little bit, but at the beginning, there are some really funny points. There's a point where, like, this dude fucking chickens and shit like that. And it's just, like, it's over-the-top comedy that I really fuck with. So, I really like that. And then, you know, you got the action. I thought the action was good, but one thing that really takes me out of it is the fucking slow-mo. Please, dear God, stop putting slow-mo in. It works on occasion. I never liked the movie 300, which was kind of like when this thing was Zack Snyder is kind of like at the forefront of all the slow-motion shit. It works for some things. I never was a fan of 300 again, but you know, like, when you run and you have someone run out, and he, like, hits him with a shield, and he's hitting him, it goes slow-motion. That works for me, but when you have a guy just standing there with a gun and it's just shooting out, like, sparks in real slow motion, it doesn't work. Give us something to slow down to make it work with what's going on here. They do that every once in a while. I thought I was going to be in for a ride. I thought they were going to do that a lot, but once I got into it, it sets in, it does get a little bit better. But also, I think that that's, as we said before, it has to do with the fact that it's a little bit more story-driven. It's not, the later episodes aren't as action-packed as you might think it would be from a Fallout series, so if that is something that you're looking for, may not want to do it. And then, you know, at the end of it, of course, they do have it, but The action took me back a little bit. There were some scenes that were really good, some scenes that weren't. I will say this, though. It is a super gory TV series. So if you have kids, you might not want to do that. But I always appreciate a really gory film, and this one did it for me. So in conclusion, I thought this was a great concept. I liked the fact that it had a plot and it didn't necessarily just go with the whole video game thing. The setting was absolutely amazing. The action took me out of it a little bit, and I thought it could have been a little bit funnier than it was. Even though I did find it funny, it kind of lost me through the series. So all in all, I'm going to give this one a 7.8 out of 10. I thought it was a really good show. Definitely enjoyed it. I actually had like was watching it and I was like, damn, when I first turned the episode on, I was like, I was ready. I was strapped in for a good one. It lost me over time a little bit. I thought I was going to be up in the nines, and then throughout the series, it kind of drops down. I can be a little bit picky, though, so yeah. 7, 8 out of 10 is my final thing. I definitely recommend that you watch this one. It's going to be a good time.